Peace talks to end the slaughter in Sudan are due to open tomorrow in Nigeria. Previous negotiations have failed to stop attacks by Arab militia against black Sudanese. The UN says tens of thousands of black African Sudanese have died. NPR's Jason Bobien is in the town of El Geneina in western Darfur province and joins me now. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jennifer.
I understand this town, El Geneina, has doubled in population. 100,000 people have come into town because of the fighting. What is the scene there?
You've got thousands of people all around the city in these camps that are made out of just sticks. People have made these little enclosures. They're not even really huts. In a really harsh environment, it gets up above 100 degrees during the middle of the day. As the evening comes on, you get these intense sandstorms which kick up, and the sandstorms are usually followed by a dumping rain. But the town is extremely packed with people. It's taxing the resources here, and it certainly has changed El Geneina dramatically to have its size double in just the last few months.
How are these people surviving?
There's been a huge influx of humanitarian aid into Sudan overall, but it's interesting to see here that many people haven't felt any of that. Some people that I met today said that they've only gotten 2 rations of humanitarian food in the last 7 months. I met a group of women today who are making straw mats out of straw that they gather out in the surrounding countryside. And then once they come back and they make these mats, which takes them almost a week, they sell them for about $1.
Among the people you've spoken with, have they described attacks on them and their families, or have they simply said they fear they might be attacked?
You get both. You get people who say that their brother was killed, and you also get people who are just terrified. They weren't attacked themselves, but they fled their villages because they feared that the Janjaweed, these Arab militias, would come into their towns and attack them. But you are getting a lot of stories from people who say very concretely that their village was attacked by Sudanese Air Force planes, helicopters, and these Janjaweed on horseback who come in and kill people, at times rape women, and burn down these villages. And the villages are made out of straw huts, essentially. The roofs are all straw, so they burn incredibly quickly.
Jason, yesterday the Sudanese government agreed to a United Nations plan that says refugees will be allowed to return to their villages voluntarily but won't be forced back. Are the people you're talking with in El Geneina likely to go home?
No. This plan that the Sudanese government agreed to with the UN is essentially there to allay the fears of the humanitarian groups, which have been saying that people are being forced by the Sudanese government to leave these camps and go back to their villages, although the people in the camps say they're terrified to return home. They don't believe that their villages are safe. People really are saying that they don't trust the Sudanese government to protect them. They believe that it was the Sudanese government, as well as the Janjaweed, who attacked them, that attempted to drive them out of Darfur, and they don't trust that the Sudanese government is going to protect them if they do return to their homes.
NPR's Jason Bobien is in the town of El Geneina in western Darfur province. Thank you.
You're welcome.